Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. I hope you're ready to increase your revenue and dominate your competition. And now, here's Matt Steffen.
Hello, this is Matt Steffen, president of Imprinsic Marketing Group, right here in beautiful Haddonfield, New Jersey. Hope you guys had a great weekend giving love to your family, friends, acquaintances, affiliates, all those people that give you what you need to motivate you to get through these busy weeks of business. It's difficult. We're in the trenches. This economy does not smell like roses. It smells like garbage. It sucks. But guess what? We're going to get through it together, and here's how. You came here to the greatest marketing show in the world, hosted by yours truly, Matthew Steffen. Today, I'm going to teach you the best way to send out press releases. Now, media relations are critical for increasing your visibility, and visibility is completely integral in driving new customers and increasing your revenue. Here's why. Any visibility that you can get is going to help you. Now, the media does a few things when they talk about you. Number one, it's almost like an endorsement, which helps because customers are reading those media sources. If they're looking, for example, if you're a tree removal company and you send out a press release about the recent information in the news, scientists are saying that garlic injections into trees actually alleviates a lot of tree diseases. So if somebody in the Star Ledger says, hey, tree removal company so-and-so from so-and-so, you know, had this to say about it, and somebody's reading that paper and they're looking to get their tree removed, guess who they're going to call? You're going to drive that sale every time. So media relations are critical. Not only that, when they link to your website, it's going to increase the search engine optimization of your website. So when people are Googling, we'll use the example I just mentioned, tree removal company in Haddonfield and Bergen County, wherever it is, it's going to ensure that you're there first before your competition, and that's why you're here, to increase your revenue and dominate your competition. So this is a five-step process, and this is literally the best way of sending out a press release. If anybody out there has a better way of sending out the press release, you tell them to come to me, because they're wrong. They're wrong. This is the best way, and here's the deal. You could do this yourself. A lot of press release companies charge you upwards of $100 to $500 just to send out one press release. My system is going to do a few things. Number one, you'll be able to send out press releases for free. Number two, you'll be able to create them easily. I'm going to give you a link on our website to show you where you can create a press release on our website as easily as possible, and we're even going to email it back to you, and that's all for free. And number three, you're going to be able to submit all these press releases to the sources you pick, and then you'll be able to have real-time data of who is opening those press releases and how many times they're opening those press releases. And we'll get back to that in a minute, but first I want to dig right into this one and go with step one. So step one, you're going to visit every local media website. For example, if you're in New Jersey, it's going to be the Courier Post. It's going to be Philly.com, which is also a subset of the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Star Ledger, the AC Press, all these different sites. And again, we have links on our website where you can click and you can see where these people are at. And you're going to download certain information from these sites onto an Excel spreadsheet. And here's the information I want you to get. You're going to go to their staff page or their contact us page. I want you to get the first name, last name, email, the actual news source of the website, for example, if it's Star Ledger, and the phone number of each reporter. Those are going to be all in different cells or columns, whatever you call them, in an Excel document. And we'll get back to why you're doing that in a second. But first, do that. Get at least 50. If you're local, if you're here in South Jersey, you should have at least 50 reporters. Okay? Now, once you do that, move on to step two. Step two is you're going to go to MailChimp.com. That is a free email marketing program. And you're going to sign in, you're going to log in with all your information. What you're going to do is import your list of reporter contacts into MailChimp.com. Now, here's what you're going to be able to do with MailChimp.com. You're going to be able to send out press releases, emails to all these reporters all at once. And again, it's going to give you real-time tracking information of who opened it. Because when MailChimp imports it, each different reporter is going to have their own little profile that you'll be able to check up on. Now, step three is going to be create your press release. Now, go to our website right now and go to free resources and go to the Press Blaster. Press Blaster is what you want. You're going to fill out all the different forms, and we're going to teach you how to generate a press release. And then when you're done, click the button. We're going to automatically email it to you. Again, it's free. We get nothing out of it. It's just a cool little thing we created. So again, you're going to go to Press Blaster, create your press release right inside of there, and then we're going to send it back to you so you have a beautiful press release. Now, step four is going to be you're going to send your release. Now, when you send out your release, you want to make sure, again, you have contact information. It's going to be in the press release because we're going to help you develop that. But not only that, when you actually design the MailChimp email that you're going to send out, make sure you have the fact that it's for immediate release and your cell phone number. Listen, do not give reporters your business number. Chances are they're going to call you after hours. Forbes magazine called me one time 2 o'clock in the morning. They needed a story that bad. They called me 2 a.m. Luckily, they had my cell phone, so I was able to give them the quotes that they wanted and get the exposure that my company needed. So again, give them your cell phone number. Make sure that's more than visible. And also, when you're building this email inside of MailChimp, ensure that you let the press know that, listen, you're the expert with regard to whatever your business niche is. If we're talking about tree removal, again, tree removal. So say, listen, whatever questions, comments, quotes you need with regard to tree removal or tree removing or anything like that, tree diseases, whatever it is, call me and give them your cell phone number. That way they know in the future if something hot comes in, they know exactly who to contact. You're in their mind space. And not only that, because you're the one controlling this system through MailChimp, you're continually forming this relationship with the media. If you go to prweb.com and give them the press release to send, they're building the relationship with the media, not you. They're just giving them one press release out of thousands from thousands of different companies. With this system, you're getting more intimate with these reporters, which is critical because then they're going to remember who you are. Now, step five, here's the bonus aspect. Leverage social media. If you don't have a Twitter, get a Twitter. And here's what you're going to do. Ensure that your press release is on your blog or somewhere on your website. You want it live online because when you go to Twitter, I want you to tweet at all these news sources. So you're going to go at Courier Post or at AC Press or whatever it is, whatever their Twitter handle is. And then ensure you have a link to the actual blog where your press release is at and a headline and then some contact information so they can get in touch with you. So what you did was a twofold approach here. You sent your press release through MailChimp to all these different news sources, then you'll be able to log into MailChimp and see who's opening up your press release. And here's the beautiful part. So say Timmy, who's a reporter for the Courier Post, opened up your press release 7 times but didn't call you yet. Guess what? He's showing at least some interest, if not in your press release, in your company. So reach out to him. And that's why I put that you need to get the phone number of all these reporters on there. So you'll be able to actually reach out to them and promote your press release and say, hey, Timmy, I noticed you opened up our press release. If there's any questions I can answer or any additional information I can give to you, let me know. And boom, that's going to help you not only increase relationships with that reporter, but number two, increase the chances that he's going to actually use your press release. When you're writing your press releases, try to focus on current events. All too often, a company will send out a press release and say, hey, you know, we're doing this event, which are good, events are good, but hey, we're throwing up wallpaper. Well, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. Ebola, ISIS, the economy, certainly all the political nonsense. If you have something, some current event out there that you can tie your business into, try to do that. For example, I mentor a diversity expert. And right now we have a lot of strained racial relations in St. Louis. So the first thing I did was reach out to him and say, listen, get press releases out to the media out there in St. Louis, get quoted, send them proposals, you know, do whatever you can to get the exposure down there. Because guess what? You're relevant to what's going on. You're part of the conversation. So get into it. So listen, your business, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're a surge protector manufacturer. I don't care if you're a teacher for a charter school in Hawaii. There's something going on right now, some conversation that's taking place that you can take part of that conversation. So find a way to do that. Make sure you're using Google Alerts to find recent news that's going on right now that's relevant to your business niche. So once again, this has been Matt Steffen from the World's Greatest Marketing Radio Show. Our number here, if you have any questions about your marketing, your advertising, your public relations, your press releases, your search engine optimization, you call me right now. It's 856-888-2822. That's 856-888-2822. This has been fun, right? Learning about press releases. This is single-handedly the best system for sending out press releases, so make sure you do it. This stuff is important. I'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Greatest Marketing Radio Show, unlimited, never equaled.